The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. On this day, May the 13th, over 100 years ago, our Blessed Mother began a series of revelations to three children, which continued until October 13th, 1917, and culminated in a gathering of over 70,000 people near Fatima to witness a spectacular dance of the sun, which accompanied her last appearance and seemed to give witness to the warnings that Our Lady of Fatima had given to the children. Those warnings and Our Lady's pleas for conversion and prayers for peace in the conversion of Russia and an end to war are just as meaningful for you and me today as they were 100 years ago, perhaps even more so, as we witness what's taken place in the world since then, especially the invasion by Russia of Ukraine. Much has been made of the three secrets that Our Lady committed to Sister Lucy, the only remaining child of the three who had first seen her in 1917, especially the third secret. Pope John Paul II, working with Sister Lucy, revealed that third secret as a revelation of a great procession led by a figure clothed in white, presumed to be a pope, followed by bishops, priests, and countless faithful, climbing a mountain covered with the corpses of persecuted Christians. When they reached the top, the figure in white was killed, along with countless others. This was interpreted to mean a great persecution of the church would happen. Some, including Pope John Paul II, also saw this as including the attempt on his own life by an assassin, but he narrowly escaped death through the prayers of our Blessed Mother. That vision seems valid today, when Russia no longer threatens the world with communism, but with military and digital invasions of democracies to uproot the world order, including interference in our own elections and our culture, and the persecution of the church around the world by various forms of terrorism and violence is also envisioned. But Our Lady of Fatima promised, "My Immaculate Heart will finally triumph." May we hear her call for a continued conversion of our hearts today, and prayer and sacrifice for peace and an end to all forms of war and violence. The Rosary and our Eucharist here this morning are powerful forces for peace.